It is a tough bicycle ride today in the Tour de France, the 15th stage, up an infamous mountain, L'Alpe d'Huez. The cyclist climbed almost 3,700 feet of switchback turns to the very top, and Frank Schleck of Luxembourg won the stage, but the American Floyd Landis has regained the yellow jersey as the overall leader. Phil Liggett is covering every kilometer of the Tour for OLN Television. Welcome, Mr. Liggett.
Lovely to speak to you.
How was that last 9 miles up that hill?
I'll tell you, I've seen most of the finishes up this hill. They started coming to Alpe d'Huez in 1952. I wasn't around for that one, but ever since 1976, I've seen them, and I've seen one of the best battles today. There were so many riders believed that they could win this year's Tour de France in Paris on Sunday that they threw every ounce of energy they had left. A massive crowd, probably approaching 300,000 people, watched them climb up to the finish. Frank Schleck is a Luxembourger. No Luxembourger's ever won here. He was the winner, but the battle really was just behind him, which was for the leader's yellow jersey. Floyd Landis crossed the line fourth place, with all of his rivals behind him, so he now leads the race by just 10 seconds, so it's far from won today.
How has the heat there in France been affecting the racing?
Well, it's been very hot. We've only had probably 2 showers of rain, very heavy, but lasted no more than 5 or 6 minutes since the race started, which is now over 2 weeks ago. But, you know, these riders race in this heat, especially the Italians and the Spanish riders, so it doesn't really have an adverse effect. We haven't lost many riders at all, in reality. We've still got around about 154 riders left in from the 176 that took the start. So we're on a par with any other year. I really don't think it's affected them very much at all.
Floyd Landis, an American, now racing for Phonak, the Swiss team. It was revealed this past weekend that he had a hip operation that he kept secret, and now he has degenerating bone on bone in that hip. He can barely walk, but clearly he can ride. Did you know he had this hip trouble?
We knew he had a problem. He hasn't had the operation yet, because what it was, in 2003, he crashed when he was training in California in January, and he broke the head off the femur. Obviously, he was off for a few months. They put it right. But as often happens with this type of injury, they trap the blood vessels and the bone starts to die over a period of years. And this is happening, and he's in great pain at night, especially when he lies in bed. Ironically, when he sits on the saddle of a bicycle, he takes the weight off the leg and he doesn't feel the pain. And that's certainly obvious by the way he's riding his bike in the Tour. But the surgeons have now advised him he has no alternative. He's got to have the hip replaced. So this might be his last ride of the year when he stops the Tour de France next Sunday. But he's very confident, and so is everybody around him. He will ride at this level again next year, despite the hip being replaced.
How different would this race be at this stage 15 if it were not for the pre-race blood doping expulsions of several riders, including some of the very best?
Well, it's true. We've lost, I suppose, 4 favorites. In fairness to Floyd Landis, he was a favorite before this Tour started, and the other riders were included. But there's no doubt we would have seen a very different race tactically, because these riders would have watched each other. And once they dropped out the Tour, these guys left in, about half a dozen, really felt they could now win this Tour de France. And what we're seeing is a war of attrition. Cyclists every day attack each other, believing they are the best. And it's making for a very exciting Tour de France.
The Tour de France ends Sunday in Paris. Phil Liggett of OLN is covering the entire race. Thank you, sir.
It's a lovely time to speak to you.